podcast, anyone?
Tom and Loggy and a K-Rock audio presentation of the finest quality.
Is it a hack or just doing a thing? You be the judge.
And give us a ring.
Don't call us.
No, it just rhymes with the song. We don't need your help.
It did. This is such a good hack. From someone that is not great at names and faces.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm listening.
Yeah, right?
Yep.
And so you are actually really, really good. You're like my, The Devil Wears Prada.
Yes.
Where Miranda Priestley's there and she's at an event and she's like, who's this person? Who's this person?
Yeah,
and you're
yeah.
like, that's the Duchess of Cornwall and her partner, Reginald. And I'm like, oh, Reginald, how are you?
Nice to see you again.
That kind of vibe,
yeah,
right?
Sure.
You're that for me.
Yeah, okay.
And so that's why I need some help. Now, there's this guy, William Hansen, who is on TikTok, and he's this guy that talks like this.
Mm-hmm.
And what he does, he talks about etiquette and proper ways to go about things like eating pancakes and whatnot.
I do like a bit of that gear.
Yeah, I really like him, right? He's very cool. And he's like, if you ever find yourself with a French fry, how would one eat a French fry? Like, it's great, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, the audio isn't that good with this one, so that's why I didn't cut it up.
Sure.
But basically, he's given us a hack. Now, I'm going to say, like me and you, let's just pretend me and you are acquaintances.
Okay, yeah.
Right? And we're just talking. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Thanks.
Yeah,
and yourself?
Good. Yeah, I mean, it's good to see you. Yeah, I haven't seen you for a while.
I know, How's the family?
Actually, yeah, good. Bit embarrassing.
Yeah.
Can you remind me of your name again?
Well, that's rude. We've known each other for ages. Sure, we don't see each other very often. I am so insulted. Am I not important enough in your sort of sphere to be remembered at least by name? That's really hurtful.
Right, he doesn't mention what happens when you hit this snag, to be honest.
I think I have to go home. I don't think I can stay at this event knowing full well that I know your name and I took the time to remember it because I care and you clearly don't give enough about me.
No, mate.
And my work. I help children. That's my job.
That.
Do you not remember the children? What about the children?
No, it's not that. See, I mean, how do I get out of this? Nah, I mean your surname.
Ah, Lewis.
Yes. See, what's supposed to happen?
That was so awesome. What a hack.
No. Well, see, the other person's meant to be like, not as intensely angry as you, I guess. Mm. But what they're meant to say is, remind me of your name again.
Tom.
No, not Tom. I know your first name. What's your last name?
Okay, why do you need to know that right now? That's a really weird thing to ask me. We're just having a chat. We haven't seen each other for months.
Because someone was mentioning you the other day and I was like, you know, Tom.
Oh.
Tom, you know the really good looking one?
You could say that. You could also say the one that helps the children.
Yeah, the one that helps the children. And they're like, what's his surname? And I couldn't remember.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's so smooth, mate. What a hack. I can pay that one.
No, it is a hack. I'd be too scared to use it, to be honest.
Yeah, of course.
Is it a hack or just doing a thing? You be the judge.
And give us a ring.
It's a radio show in a podcast. And now in your ears, it's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
You're living in Belmont or Highton, 2 o'clock on Thursday. Then you may get an alert on your phone. And we've got the Victorian Emergency Management Commissioner, Tim Wiebusch, in the studio to explain it. Tim, so what can we expect on Thursday afternoon if we are in Highton or Belmont? What's our phones going to do?
So if you've got an iPhone or an Android device, we would expect that your phone will start vibrating and then it will have a very unusual audible tone. So it's like a siren that will go off on your phone for about 10 seconds.
Right.
And it actually takes over your phone for that 10-second period. So whether you're already on a call, whether you're doing something else on your phone, this message is what goes out over a layer which we call cell broadcasting. So it's different to an SMS. It's different to the other ways that apps interact on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
And this will send the message to your phone. So the test we're doing on Thursday is called a priority level. And that is a particular level of audio that will come across your phone. And then there's the national test that will come up on Monday the 27th of July, which will send messages right across Australia that day.
Yeah.
And the same sort of thing will happen again on the phone, where your phone will vibrate and you will then get that loud siren tone. So it's really to make sure that you're aware this is an emergency message. So obviously Thursday this week it is a test. It'll be very clear on the message that comes through that this is a test. But these are the sort of warnings that we'll be able to issue from October this year for things like what we saw last summer, the Great Ocean Road flash flooding, those sort of events. Mm. We can get those messages out when the Bureau is telling us there's severe weather coming, or if we've got fires in the landscape like we saw on the Otways last summer. They're the sort of things that we'd be using this messaging system for. Yeah.
This is all testing for the Oz Alert system. Is that going to be an app that we need to download, or does everyone get these alerts? Like, how does that work?
Yeah, great question, Loggie. It's not an app that you need to download. This is something if you've got the latest version of software on your mobile device. So for iPhones, making sure you're keeping it up to date and being version 26.4 or greater. Mm-hmm. And also for Android phones that are version 12 or greater. You just need to make sure that you've got the latest software, and this will then work on your phone.
Is it only going to hit phones this Thursday in Belmont and Highton, or will there be some sort of like... So it's based on towers, yeah? It's not based on where you live. So if you work in town but you live in Belmont, you're not going to get them.
That's right. So what we do is we draw what we call a polygon or a shape on a map. So in the case of the test that will come up on Thursday, we'll follow the Barwon River around to the Ring Road and back through Highton. And those two suburbs of Belmont and Highton will get that message. Now, there is a little bit of what we call a bleed, so up to about a kilometre that can go either side of the shape that we've drawn on the map.
Sure.
But ideally, part of this test is to make sure that that's exactly how the system is working. So these tests are going on all around Australia over the next week or so. So yesterday we had tests going on in Launceston. There's tests going on today in New South Wales.
Sure.
And then Thursday's Victoria's turn in the great city of Geelong.
Wow.
Now, a lot of people were sort of saying that there may be people in domestic violence situations who have phones hidden, and to just be aware of that. If your phone is off, will it still alert, make these alert sounds?
It definitely won't. So one of the things that if you are concerned about these tests that are being conducted both on Thursday this week at 2 o'clock to 2:15, or on the 27th of July when the national tests occur, what we're saying to people is you can put your phone onto aeroplane mode or you can switch it off and you won't receive those test messages as they come through.
Okay. With the Oz Alert, once that system comes out, will that be the same process? Like your phone, you'll have to have the latest iOS system, but your phone will have to be on for it to work?
That's exactly right.
Okay.
So no different to, I guess, any calls or SMSs or other things that we receive.
Yeah.
If you haven't got your phone on, you're not going to receive them. Mm. Even though it's not using that side of the technology or it's not like an app, this is actually using the broader software, which they call cell broadcasting. But cell broadcasting means we can send mass messaging in a very short time frame. The current alerting system that we use, called Emergency Alert, sends an SMS message, but we can only send a certain number of those per hour, and particularly if the networks are busy on things like New Year's Eve or some of those big days, we can struggle to get enough messages out in a time frame.
Sure.
So this is like a massive step forward for us in getting emergency warnings out.
Great. And this is something that's been done in other countries already, yeah? We're not the first to...
Yeah, we're certainly not the first to be testing this cell broadcast technology. Other countries around the world are already using it, but a first now in Australia, led by the National Emergency Management Agency with our emergency services.
Nice. Can you confirm that Clive Palmer and the Trumpet of Patriots won't get his hands on this? Because I already get enough text from that guy.
Yeah, it's a really tight network. It'll be very safely in the hands of our emergency services here in Victoria.
And there's not something that you know is coming, is there, that you're... Because I got my conspiracy hat on. I love a conspiracy theory. Plus, I'm very paranoid, Tim. So is there anything we need to be worried about at the moment that you're going to warn us about?
Aliens. She's asking you about aliens.
There's no reported aliens that I've heard of this morning. No space junk that's due to come back into the
lovely,
atmosphere.
Lovely. Okay. Well, I guess it can be used for a number of different things, which is good to know.
Should be reassuring for you there, Lauren, to know that he wouldn't tell us anyway. If he did.
Well, he looks calm. So yeah, that's, I'm happy
that
with that,
is a good
Tim,
sign. All right, Tim Weybush, Victorian Emergency Management Commissioner. Appreciate your time today. Thanks for coming in and sort of clearing that up and explaining a little bit about the Oz Alert, which will be happening Belmont, Highton this Thursday at 2 p.m. and then also for the whole of the country on the 27th of July. If you don't want it, if you're putting your kids to down for a nap or something, absolutely turn your phone off. Yeah. Is the tip. Thank you, mate, and appreciate it. We'll catch up with you again real soon.
Thanks for having me in the studio this morning.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast. It's their radio show in a podcast.
He's one of the fastest men in footy. Now he's bringing that speed to your mornings. From the Geelong Cats, this is Max Holmes with Tom and Loggy on K-Rock.
Hey, 8:36 and the great man's in the studio. G'day, Maxie.
Hello, hello.
Good to see you, mate.
Yeah, good to see you guys too.
How are you about? Feeling walking into the studio? Are you feeling good? Anything you want to say? Or
I'm a little nervous by your tone.
Yeah, good. You should be. We'll get to that, not next, because I want to let you sweat for another 15, 20 minutes.
Just quickly, I wasn't sure if you were going to be in this morning, because famously you like to travel before the team. You like to get where you're going if you're playing away, like well and truly before the game. And you're playing Thursday night in Fremantle or in Perth. So I thought you would have left by now.
We got a crew going tonight, so it's exciting because I got some friends coming with me. Sometimes I'm by myself, which is a little bit
nice,
a little bit sad.
Oh, footy playing friends.
Footy playing friends.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I just thought you meant like a general cruise coming over. I'm like, when do we?
My friends don't go into state from my games.
Hey, we will if you pay for us to go.
No,
oh, I'm sure they're in the same boat as us.
Yeah, true. Yeah. All right. Well, there's plenty to get to. This though, Max, I've got a little challenge for you just to start the game today. Taylor Swift, this new song, I Knew It, I Knew You, from Toy Story 5.
It opens this Thursday.
Right? It's the soundtrack of Toy Story 5. I would like you to go just the real basic characters from Toy Story. Think about it during this song. After this song, I want to know players on the Cats, who's the Buzz Lightyear, who would be Woody, who would be Jesse, who would be Ham the pig. All of them, all right? So think about it while we play this song.
The Trash Spoon? What's that?
What's his name?
Trash. Is it Trash?
No.
That's a new Toy Story.
Listen to the radio show weekday mornings from 6 on K-Rock. And come on back for some more right here anytime. Tom and Loggy say thanks.
Now, that Taylor Swift song, I Knew It, I Knew You, Max, is from the soundtrack of Toy Story 5, which is out this week.
Yep.
And we thought it might be fun for you to then put the players that you play with on the Cats into the characters of Toy Story.
All right. So let's start with Woody.
I feel like Woody has to be Danger.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Woody's like a skinny guy and Danger's a big nugget. But
yeah. Is that because he's kind of like a leader, I guess?
Yeah, he's leader. A bit cringe almost.
Straighty 180.
Yeah, just a bit like that. So
okay.
He'll be Woody.
What about Buzz? Big Buzz?
Buzz? I'm thinking of a few for Buzz.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like I've then got to go with my vice captain, Tom Stewart.
Okay.
For Buzz.
Buzz. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Bit of a space cadet. So,
morning, Tom.
I just want to say, Tom Lewis did not say
that.
Tom didn't say that.
Please don't punch my face off, Tom Stewart.
I'm reading the script you gave me.
All right, now Rex. Rex is the
dinosaur.
The dinosaur who's really anxious, super anxious, Rex.
I don't really want to say anyone for the really anxious dinosaur.
That's all right.
Maybe just short arms.
Short arms. Let's go Connor O'Sullivan.
Oh, Rex, Connor.
Dinosaur. Yeah.
I love Connor.
We'll go Rex the dinosaur for Connor.
All right, what about Slinky Dog?
Slinky Dog.
Just a cool country vibe.
The last two, I'm feeling a pair of brothers.
Oh.
First one being Slinky Dog, Jack Henry.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
And then Mr. Potato Head, Oliver Henry, written all over him. All over him.
A little bit angry?
Why is that grumpy?
Just something about him. I don't know.
Got a head like a potato.
Yeah.
You wouldn't say he's a spud, would you?
No. That's offensive. No. We're learning about insults.
Oh, yes, we are.
Let's not get bogged down in that now.
We won't. In the next 10 minutes, we'll find out about that.
Okay, so we've got all those written down. That's fun. Thank you for doing that.
That was a good time.
Friday night was excellent. Whiteout. What a result. And the stadium looked amazing from what I saw, but being on the field itself would look great too.
It was very cool, yeah. It was when we ran out into the banner, they had it all going crazy, and that was very exciting. They did a little warm-up when we were warming up, like an hour prior to the game, and we're like, oh, it's pretty cool, but the lights are on. And but then, coming out, that was sick. And then for everyone to be doing it after each goal was pretty awesome too. So to top it all off, we won compared to last year, so We're all saying, if we lose, we're not bloody doing it again.
Oh well, thank God that it's back. And you love the towels. Did you hear of any injuries happening? You know, in the celebrations.
Any shoulders? No, I didn't hear any shoulders. So I have to follow up on that.
I imagine you took sort of an overnight bag home full of those little towels. Did you? Is that part of
gonna sell them on?
Being a player.
Privilege. I didn't really think of that. No. Did you come and scoop some up? Did you?
No, I actually stole them from chairs before the game started.
Yeah, and we've got them here for you to sign. Yeah.
So very good to get that win over the Suns. Sort of right the ship a little bit because a couple of games before that you lost by close margins. Got a couple of tougher weeks coming up. Freo on Thursday night over there. Do you have to do any sort of special preparation, just sort of adjust yourself to the body clock of being, you know, back in 1997 as they are in Perth?
Well, I guess lucky that I'm going tonight, I guess, so I can try and acclimatise a bit earlier. Usually on those kind of games, you almost just imagine that it's, I'm sure we play at like 7:50 or something like that, but we'll imagine it's like 5:50.
Yeah, okay.
Back home. It doesn't really make a difference, but
yeah,
big game coming up and I think we've played better in the hard games than the easier games paper this year. So should be good. They're the only team that have beaten them this year. So we'd like to make it 2.
Yes.
So we'll see how it goes. But they're a very good team. So it'll be a good matchup.
I imagine you'll barely remind them of that on the field whilst you're sort of standing next to them.
Do you love a bit of chat, don't you?
Nah, well... I'm either like dead silent or I'm just really yappy.
Yeah.
Like there's no in between. Yeah. And if I'm really yappy, I'm just going at everyone and saying, but not even like negative, just yapping at them. Just asking about stuff. Yeah. But
have you seen the latest episode of Euphoria? Well, like that kind of episode?
Not that much.
Okay, sorry. I get a bit yappy,
just
obviously.
More like, you guys are struggling this year or you guys are going well this year or stuff like that.
Maxie, so mean.
Footy talk.
Yeah.
All right. So you are on the field like you are on the show as well. That's really... All right. We are joined in the studio by Max Holmes. We have plenty to get to, including a bit of follow-up to something that happened sort of after the game last week. I want to talk about that shortly as well on K-Rock.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast. It's their radio show in a podcast.
Max Holmes joining us in the studio.
Yes, Max. Thanks for being here. Look, I just want to say that I received a few messages after the game on Friday night. You were catching up with K-Rock Football and giving them some comments after the game. And I just want to say, I'll hold my chat because for anyone that missed it, this is what you said about me after the game.
Yeah, look, I've said it for years, you know. Loggy is just one of the most naturally gifted blokes you've seen out there. Yeah, I guess, you know, you can't teach what Loggy has. And when Loggy is up and about, everyone walks a bit taller, so the club's just a better place. Yeah, I've got a lot of time for Loggy. The club really owes a lot to Loggy. It's that elite level Loggy plays at.
I just want to say I love you too, bro. Best friends.
That was so confusing. And it kind of sounded like me. What?
It was you.
It was exactly what you said. Why? You didn't say that about me?
I was like, I've said it for years. I'm like, years? I haven't known you for years.
No, look, what you did say was a little bit scathing. The actual audio sounded like this.
What do you bring to the table, Max? Do you do sort of a lot of preparation or you just turn up and ad lib?
I've been at living, but I might have to brainstorm this week about I'll bring something to the table, mate.
Sorry, I'm going to pause it just there.
Yeah.
How'd that work out?
Yeah, have you brought anything to the table?
See, Tunisia just sacked their coach in soccer.
You might have a suggestion box we could send some stuff through.
Yeah, there's a couple of questions that have been asked and I've been stitched up a couple of times. I don't think Loggy understands insults sometimes. Right. In the fan mail. Oh, man. Asked if I will sleep with the lights on still, which was...
Really? Nasty. Did you just walk out?
Nasty. Yeah, Loggy went straight over her head.
She had no idea.
Oh, wow. All right, we might raise that next time I'm on with Tom and Loggy.
No, I heard about it beforehand. Max, I'm so sorry. I had no idea.
Yeah, I didn't either that's like a traditional footy...
Sledge,
yeah, and sleep with the lights on.
Yeah, it's like you're a coward, like you're soft. You sleep with the lights on.
Well, that's not true for anyone that sleeps with the lights on, because sometimes I need to sleep with the light on.
Don't do that to yourself.
No, I do, because, you know, it's. I'll tell you, there's a whole...
Oh, mate, she's got so much issues going on.
But yeah. So what other insults don't I understand? Anything
we had
to
another
mind?
One this morning already.
Mm.
Wait, what insult didn't you get this morning?
I don't know. What did we...
Oh, we can't say that on air.
Oh, okay. We'll tell you off air.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So, okay, well, fine. So from now on, I'll continue doing the same thing and just know that I don't really get insults, because my whole life is not about insults and insulting people, and that's a good thing to have, I think.
Yeah, I wasn't sure how to react when you first asked that question.
I do remember your face, yeah.
Yeah, I was like... Because I was sitting there going, is this you mucking around? Or like, you don't think there's a backstory or something to this? Like, I'm supposed to sleep with the lights on? Oh, yeah.
Right. Okay.
It was from a listener that had sent it through. That
Who had probably now, I realise, been one of your mates that was just taking a pee.
Or just a awful other fan.
Yes.
Yeah. You dog.
Don't be awful to Max.
Listen to the radio show weekday mornings from 6 on K-Rock. And come on back for some more right here anytime. Tom and Loggie, say thanks.
Max Holmes joining us in the studio.
And we have a question for you each and every week, Max. Look, you've come on this show, you kind of got to prove yourself. And by doing that, we've asked you to put around Baz's neck a medal, which is the K-Rock's Best and Fairest medal, which is a best and fairest type situation
That's
Jono brings to us every week. How long have you been here for now? I'll say maybe this is your fifth week or 6 weeks.
A couple of weeks, maybe two or three.
Yeah, it's definitely longer than that.
Yeah.
And you see Baz multiple times a week, So I was just wondering, and I'm sure that you are too, Tom.
Mm.
And can we have a drum roll?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Hang on, let me just pull out the drum kit.
Don't.
Have you given Baz his medal?
Look, I feel like all the blame's coming my way.
You're ridiculous.
You literally see him every like, how many times a week do you see him? Most days.
I haven't seen him this week yet. I think all the blame's coming my way. I feel like a little bit of blame has to go to you two.
Okay.
Really?
For not bringing him into the studio.
Well, we tried.
We can't get on to him.
Yeah, well, that's on you.
Okay.
Well, you got me there.
Well, it is true. I saw him in Torquay on Sunday morning down the main arc.
Creepy.
Yeah, no. I wasn't down there for him. I was down there and I saw him sitting with someone and I thought, if this is Max, I'm going straight in. Because I was too scared. I was going to be like, oh, Maxie, what's going on? And just completely ignore Bailey because, you know, that's what I should do.
To be cool. No, you should have been like, how are you going with that medal? Bailey, is he giving you the medal?
That's what I'll do.
That would have been better.
Yeah. So are you? That's where it's going to lead, mate. It's going to be an awkward situation for you because then Bailey's going to be like, who is that? And not in a good way, obviously. Who is that thing?
No.
Yeah, I know what I am. It's okay. So will you give him the medal? Will you take it to Perth?
It'll come to Perth.
That's what you said last time.
You're going
to
leave it in Perth.
No, I said I didn't bring it to Adelaide. That's what I said.
You're going to leave it in Perth and he's never going to get it, and then we're not going to be able to get it back.
It is in your car right now.
It's in my bag.
Stick it in your baggage.
It's in my bag.
Okay, stick it in your baggage, right, and take it and put it on his neck and get a photo of it. Please.
Okay, yeah, hopefully he leaves Perth tonight. That'd be handy.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll do it at the airport.
Yeah. Okay.
Just know if you don't do it,
yeah,
I will have to hurt you.
Mm.
You, emotionally, maybe physically.
That's not an empty threat. She does. Yeah.
I punch throats, Max.
Always lovely to catch up with you, Max. And
thanks, guys.
We hope you'll return next Tuesday.
Yes, very hostile environment today.
Despite the threats. And all the best for Thursday night and safe travels over to Perth and back, mate. We'll catch up with you next week.
Tom and Loggie, that was a podcast. And hear the whole experience weekdays live from 6 a.m. Geelong's K-Rock.